Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's me, your girl, Simply Hanif, and I am so excited today because I have two special guests, and you're going to be so excited to talk to both of them and just to hear their story, because we really want to dig into self-esteem, uplifting, encouraging, and maintaining having healthy self-love. And so we find different avenues on how to do that with ourselves, and I have this wonderful, beautiful, special guest, Juliette. She'll be coming on pretty soon, and she is a lovely, lovely fashion designer. She comes very far. She comes from Soviet Union, and I just want to hear her story. I think you all will be so inspired to hear her story and hear her passion for what she actually does. And I don't want to talk for her. You guys know I love it when my guests speak for themselves, because you can really hear the love and the passion for anything that they choose to do. So with no longer further ado, should I say, let us go ahead and welcome Ms. Juliette Cleveland, 11, into our radio show, Simply Hanif. Hello, Juliette. How are you?
Hi, Hanif. This is Juliette. I'm so excited to be on your show. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell our audience all about you, you know, where you come from, why did you even choose fashion, and let's start there. Why did you even choose fashion? What made you choose it?
Well, you know, as a little girl, as any other girl, actually, we have this, passion of dreaming. We daydream during the day. So coming from Moldova was a part of the Soviet Union. So my mom would just mend her clothes and sew a lot. So our winters were long, and I loved to play with my dolls and just started sewing for them, and just really loved to cut fabric and play with scissors and needles. And I tried many, many times to get into fashion industry back in my country, but it failed. And finally in U.S., I'm close to 40, so at this age, they say it's too late. But you know what? No, it's never late when you're passionate. You always have to go with your dream. So I just continued that.
I agree with you. I think that people place too much emphasis on age. I am 42, a lovely 42, and I don't let anybody tell me what I can and cannot do. I believe if you're passionate about anything that you are doing in life, doors will open for you as long as you continue to stay consistent. So I love that. And you're beautiful, honey. You don't look like no one is going to be in her 40s at all. So,
thank you very much. Well, you know, now everybody's taking selfies. We know our best pose in photographs. So I emphasize on posing a lot. But when we were to meet together, you would see that I am as imperfect as anybody else is. So it's amazing.
No? I really believe our imperfectness makes us beautiful, makes us unique.
Amen.
I'm excited. I love aging. I'm going to age gracefully. I love it. I think if you just take care of yourself and eat right, you'll be fine.
I agree. Because that's the key. But also the heart, you know.
I
love the human heart. I mean, when you meet people that are so happy and happy about life And, you know, we go through life, all of us, we have issues and problems and distress and anything. And but then when you rely upon, you look at life and you have a hope in life, I think it's the struggles that go easier through life. And I just, for me, my heart is more important than my exterior look. And because, you know, if my heart is at peace, man, I'm happy. I'm a happy woman. So.
Oh, yes. I love that. I think that's why I'm so drawn to you, Julieta, because it is so important that we just enjoy life. I'm drawn to people that are just happy to be here. I think we forget at times that there's so many people that have lost their lives for various at a very young age. And for me to still be here at 42, to me, it's a blessing. So I don't too much worry about the exterior part of me. I'm worried about the core part of who I am as a human being in my spirit. And so it's easier to have a happy life and have great self-esteem. And let's talk about self-esteem, because as a designer, and you're definitely dressing these beautiful girls, how can fashion help us maintain and keep that healthy self-esteem inside?
Well, you know, fashion industry has beautiful aspects. There are actually, you know, some of them are not as beautiful. They're ugly. If you're focused on vanity and to present yourself the most beautiful girl in the show, then that's wrong. You know, I always talk to my models, say, you know, you're wearing a beautiful piece. And when I create my pieces, I always think of, you know, let's say an attitude. I start with the face. Sketching, for me, it's the face. It's the attitude in the eyes. The eyes are the key. Actually, the eyes are the key to the heart. You know, it's the mirror of a heart. If you can meet someone and talk to them and look straight into their eyes and see if they really mean it, if they really want to talk to you. And that's where it starts, the creation for me, is the eye. And then I go further and I tell my models, you know, this piece of mine will speak for itself. Now I want you to work on your attitude, on your heart. So I tell them how to walk, how to present themselves. And sometimes some pieces, they need to be more like, you know, to be presented more strongly, like vain, let's say, you know, because this art piece is vain. It's like so good. But then vanity itself, if you focus on vanity as your main goal in life, then you are lost, because vanity is just empty. There is nothing in vanity. Vanity is not, doesn't have any roots in relationships. Vanity actually, when you see a vain person, you just don't want to be around them. You want to look at an art piece. When we go to museums and we like to, you know, we are drawn to paintings that bring back memories to us or remind us of something. And fashion is that way. When we dress on a daily basis, we try to you know, communicate something to people around us. When we're happy, we dress happily. When we're sad, we dress sad. And you know, I just, for me, the models, whether they're tall or short, I always like to encourage them and tell them that they're beautiful no matter what. Exterior is not the issue, it's the interior. And when I see them being happy and they look amazing, I tell them, you look gorgeous, girl. You look amazing. And that's what matters. You know, it's okay, we are maybe, you know, we are judgmental as people, and some designers might not want to be as open because they're more focused on their work, and they forget to realize that there are models, also human beings, that actually are a part of their work. And, you know, if you prep your models up to that kind of the heart stand, then you will have a successful look on the runway. That's what I emphasize on. So
I agree with that. I think because you see your models as people, and you want them to, because I think the runway won't be well if they don't think that they're good enough. So if they don't think they're good enough, you know, it ruins the whole show in my eyes.
Yes.
You have to into the inside of them and let them know that, you know, you're wearing a garment. The garment doesn't, you know, wear you. If you put it on and you're shining, you make
exactly.
the garment look great. And I
yes,
love that.
Yeah.
How did you
become
in tune with who you are? What made you have that healthy self-esteem?
Well, I went through difficult times as a child, and my parents were not getting along well. They were fighting a lot, and I, being a second child, you know, I've watched how my parents treated each other and treated my older sibling, and it affected me, and I would cry a lot. And I believed during Soviet Union, we were not allowed to, in school, actually, we were discouraged to even mention the word God. So at an early age, I was told, if you do mention the word God, your parents will have problems. So I remember that clearly, because we were taught also that we came from apes, and, you know, it's all the evolution thing. So I remember my grandma would tell me about God, and I was like, Grandma, are you kidding me? We came from apes. There's no God. What are you talking about? I was so defending the, you know, school that I went to and the studying there. And in other words, we were kind of brainwashed at an early age. And as I went through hard times, I would cry, and I just wanted so much peace to have at home. And I really wanted my parents to love each other. You know, as a kid, you want to see that stability at home, even though you have no clue what it is. I think every child wants to be loved and cared for. So as I kind of longed for that to fall apart, and finally they would allow religion to be taught at school. So it was a compulsory lesson after the school, all the, you know, other important classes that we had to attend. And one friend, she called me to come and attend this class, and I did, and it was the best thing I did, because I finally found a peace when I heard about the message of Jesus Christ dying for me on the cross. And then I heard the message that he loved me the way I am and he forgives me. That was it for me. And from that day on, I embraced Christianity, and I started reading the Bible, and I just allowed the Holy Spirit to guide me through life. And God's word for me is everything. I mean, I tell everybody in fashion industry, I'm religious. I do not push my religion on anybody, because I think it depends upon individual, choice in life.
Right.
I don't think it should be, you know, crammed down our throat and said, you ought to or you will be lost. No. It's for God himself. He comes. He changes the heart. And he did. He changed mine. And I want to encourage people that need to be encouraged, because I was encouraged. And, you know, I want them to be loved the way I am loved. And that's by God. We are all loved by God. That's why he gave his son. And for me, this is it. This is my life. And I love my children, my husband, who are amazing support to me. And, you know, my hope for my children, that they would learn that even if one day, you know, their mom and dad will not be here, they'll have God. And that
yes.
will be enough for them to live life.
Oh, my God, that's such a beautiful story. It's so inspiring, because I believe in my heart that we have to see ourselves the way that Christ sees us. If you see yourself the way that he does, and if you love yourself the way that he loves you, then you won't have those issues of low self-esteem, because he loves us so much, and he sees us,
that's
and
right.
he sees our beauties, and he accepts us even with our as we call our imperfections. And I believe that
mm-hmm.
our imperfections makes us human and makes us beautiful. But I just
that's
love
right.
your spirit, Julieta. It is beautiful.
Thank you.
And
thank
because
you,
you have a beautiful spirit is why God is opening so many doors for you, because you are letting people
yeah.
know, this is what I live for, this is my life. And it gives us the encouragement
yeah.
that, well, whoever she serves and she's that happy, then I want to know who that is, you know.
Amen, yeah.
Oh, so what advice will you give a young lady that, you know, maybe struggling really hard with her self-image, Be it, I remember I did for a long time as a kid, because I was just a skinny little girl with two little sticks on my leg. My legs were two sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just struggled and struggled and struggled. And I don't remember when, I do. I remember when it started. It started when other people had something to say, because I didn't notice it up until I was 9. I just was an ordinary little girl. And then someone else let me know that I wasn't the prettiest or, you know, the right size or whatever. What advice can you give a young woman or a young girl to help her?
You know, I'm sorry, yeah. You know, I talk to my daughter a lot. I always think about myself as a little girl. And I remember people telling stuff about me and that, and it affects, you know, when people start describing what you ought to look like and all that, and as little girls, they're like, you know, their brain is like a sponge. And for me, first of all, the advice is do not listen to those people, okay? When you feel hurt by someone's comment, just forget about their comments. It's just people nowadays, I wish they would learn how to communicate with other people, number one. Number two, God, the way he made us all unique. We cannot all be the same. And when we get to look at ourselves, how God made us, and explore ourselves and learn who we truly are, then the exterior really doesn't matter, because the interior takes over our exterior and we just shine amazingly. And, the clothes, anything is just for us to express ourselves, perhaps, it doesn't matter how we dress. We don't want to dress in a way that people say, oh, she's available, or dress in such a way, oh, look at her, how ugly she is. Forget them, you know. We dress to actually bring glory to God. That's how I dress.
God. Beautiful, you know, Julie. We dress to, never heard that. Can you please repeat that? You said that we dress to glorify God. Say it again, please, so people can hear it.
Exactly. We dress to bring glory to God. So if you're so creative and you love to put on clothes and be stylish, do that. Do that. If you love to put makeup on, do that. You know, if you love to play with your hair, do that. Because God enjoys beauty. He's a creator. You know, he gave us the gift of creating as well. And we want to please him. We will never be able to please people. I want those girls to remember that. Never. But you will be able to please God.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I know and I do. And I tell my daughter, who is 14 years old, and she has a struggle with her body, you know, because nowadays you hear that you need to be skinny, beautiful, have a figure and all that. I tell her, just don't worry. You know, when the time will come, your body will be just the way you want it. Right now, you have to focus on your interior, because that's what matters. To get stronger in character is important. And how you look at the moment is not that the key. I mean, all the problems at school, it's because the girls, they just don't know. They just focus on the wrong issues. And that's not what we should focus. So this is what I can say at the moment, my advice to young girls.
I'm here. Julieta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just stopped. So that this is it. This is my advice. I could keep talking and talking, honeys, but I better stop.
No, I love it. I love it. Please, no, because I think you're ministering to the ones that need to hear it. That's why I didn't interrupt you at all, because it's ministering to me as well. Because I do believe sometimes we focus on the wrong stuff. But I actually have never heard, you know, we dress to bring glory to God. That makes me feel so good inside, and it makes me think, you know what? Yes, we do. I should. And it's okay to be creative, because it's just an expression of oneself.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I love what you're teaching your daughter, that, you know, character is, listen, if you are a miserable person and no one wants to be around you, you're a lonely person. And who wants that? So I just believe character is so important. I only have sons, Julieta, but I want them to know their worth as young men, too, that it's important that everything doesn't lie in what you look like.
Yes. Well, you know, boys, they have a different mentality. They at the moment, how old are your boys, first of all?
My boys are 11 and 12.
11 and 12. Okay, yeah. So they are focused on getting dressed. Because my boy is 9. For him, getting dressed right now is not a problem. He's like, he doesn't care. But what he struggles with is with other boys as he plays, you know. A lot of boys nowadays, they... They're very easy to raise, but they also need guidance, parental guidance, especially from their fathers. Their mother should be there too, because they admire their mother. They, you know, they watch their father, how the father treats the mother. Okay,
yes.
And if a father treats the mother well, shows love and care, and then the boy will pick up that, and he will make sure that he protects the family. He will treat his mother and sister accordingly. I mean, I'm very fascinated with people. I'm fascinated with how we grow. I'm fascinated with children when, you know, they start talking, they develop. And I'm fascinated with the fact how God just made this world. And, you know, we all have this love. And we strive to be loved. We want to give love, but we also want to be loved. We want to get attention, but we also, you know, want to, you know, not only get attention, but give attention. We want to be nice to each other. I think we're built that way. And if we exercise more of that, I mean, the world will be a better place, no? It starts everything at home. We cannot expect the society to give us if we do not start first. So that's my view on humanity in general.
But it's a true humanity, and I really believe for sons that I agree, because I have them and I know what I watched when they were very young. I'm the one that gave them the nurturing part that they needed, and so I helped you know, to teach them because the mother's the first love. The mother is the guy's, the boy's first love, and so they watch me. But I watch how they really pay so much attention to their father.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that he does, they try to mimic. And so it's important for men to know that you are the one that gives them their, you know, their self-esteem. You're the one that gives them their identity. And it is so important for you to be in their lives to treat women correctly so that they grow up and treat women with respect and love as well. But it does start at home. I have to agree with you there. And I say, when a man loves God, then he'll, you know, he'll love his woman the way that he's supposed to, and he'll treat his family.
Amen.
And
amen, honey.
Young girls, hey, if you're out there and you're dating, you know, your heart should be so hidden in Christ that it takes a man to seek God in order to find you. Right?
Yes. Amen. That's, you know, God is actually the source in everything. He is the focal. He is the nucleus of life. We cannot live without him. And you know, another thing is that if we trust God that he would give us, and start praying for the man if we want to marry, because I remember myself when I really wanted to get married. You know, you reach that age. I don't know here they do it later because it's career first and then marriage and kids. But in my country, while I grew up, when I grew up, because now they changed their mentality too, they're following the Western mentality of getting married later. But when I grew up, girls will get married at 16, 17. So that was the earliest. And my girlfriends were getting married and I wasn't. And I was getting worried. Well, praise God that I became a Christian. I started praying for my husband. And early on, and God gave me exactly what I prayed for, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm waiting and trusting that he will provide that, you know, if it is his will, number one, if it is his will. Because if it's not his will, as my husband says, God says yes, no, that's his answer to prayers.
Yes.
So it's, you know, starting marriage with God is the best thing anyone can do. And then going through marriage and having struggles, we still can go through struggles together. But again, we appeal to God when we fight, no? With our mate.
Yes, I agree. And I think it's a learning process. I think because when you're married, I've been married 14 years, and I think at times...
Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you. I just think sometimes you're getting to learn each other more. And it's not easy, you know, because it's this constant killing of self. And that's
yeah.
what I'm starting to learn in my own marriage, that, yes, God is awesome, and marriage is a beautiful thing. It really is. But you guys will have your ups and downs, but it's you need some of that because it bonds you so close together. You know, we have
yeah.
to learn how to treat each other really well, especially in marriage, because I always tell my husband, for a man, when he doesn't treat his woman correctly, it really does bother her inside, and it can mess with her self-esteem very, very badly. And so
yeah.
we have to constantly build each other up in love.
Amen.
Yeah. So I'm loving
yeah.
what you're saying. I'm going to take a small break. Please
okay.
stay on the line, Julieta. And I believe my next caller will be on as well. But just stay on the line, and we're going to take a small break, everybody, and we'll be right back. You know, we have to pay those
Thank
bills,
you.
So I have to go to commercial.
Okay.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Hanif with Simply Hanif, and I'm so excited. We're having such a powerful conversation right now with the wonderful, talented Julieta, and she is about fashion, but also we're getting to the core of things of how fashion can help your self-esteem, but just loving yourself. And I'm so excited to have her on. We also have another caller, and I'm going to cue in that caller right now. Hello, Elle. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for joining the conversation. I want to hear what you have to say and how, you know, fashion can help with our self-esteem. Did you hear what she said that was so anointing to me, was that how we dress for the, you know, for the kingdom of God, you know, to please God. I love that. What is your thoughts on that?
Oh, I absolutely agree. If you think about even going back to biblical times and you look at the stories of people who were in power, or even, you know, the king in the palace, women were adorned with beautiful things, beautiful ornaments. It is not a coincidence that fashion truly has a lot to do with how the world sees us. Now, I don't mean that in a way that, you know, in a way to be vain, but I think that everyone, both men and women, should take pride in how they look and how they present themselves. No matter what age you are, what industry you're in, what you're doing with yourself, I think that the way that you appear, how you dress, speaks for you. It's just like if you have a business card and you're at an event and you're talking with someone and then you hand them your business card. They walk away. They may not remember your face and everything about you, but that business card speaks briefly to who you are and what you do. I think fashion does the same thing in a sense. It
yes.
gives people an opportunity to kind of gauge who you are or what you're about simply by looking at you and what you have on. And I know that there are probably some people who are thinking, well, you can't judge a book by its cover and you should never do that. And that's true to an extent. But I'm a firm believer that you should always dress the part, look the part, act the part. There are days when I don't feel my best. And the last thing that I want to do is get all dolled up. I don't want to mess with my hair. I don't feel like putting on the face, you know, makeup. I don't feel like getting dressed up. But what I have found is, in those moments when I don't feel like it, if I just push myself a little bit more and go ahead and do it, my what's going on internally ends up lining up and matching what I have done externally to my body.
I love that. Julietta, you still there?
Very good. Yes, I am. Yeah, very good. I really enjoyed it. That's very, very, very important, actually. You know, those days when we're not feeling good, and it's okay if you're not feeling good, and just stay there and just enjoy at least the moment. Beautiful.
Okay, so ladies, I have my second guest on, which is She Walks the Catwalk, Priscilla Katrina. I am so excited to have her on, and I want to hear, she is a curvy, beautiful woman who loves what she does, and when I see her pictures, you can see this glow, like this glow. I want that glow. Like she has this glow on all her pictures.
Absolutely.
Her smile just lightens up the room. But I've met her in person, and I'm telling you, she is a bubbly, bubbly person, and I just love her. So let's, with no further ado, welcome Miss Priscilla Katrina. Hello?
Hi there. Hello? Hi, honey.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. I'm so excited to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a minute, huh?
Yes, ma'am. You've been busy, though, and I'm happy about that.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. You've been busy as well, so.
Yes. Yeah. Well, for a second, I'm going to.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. Ladies, I'm going to put you on hold for a couple of minutes. I'm going to add you back to join the conversation. So I want to talk to you, Priscilla. Let's talk about how the runway can just build your self-esteem and what motivates you.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I think what it is, it's a euphoric feeling that you have when you're on the runway, when everybody's in most parts they're staring at you, they're looking at everything that you have on, and you're pretty much the center of attention. And I think that that's where, of course, sometimes it's short-lived, but I think that, with finding yourself and finding what you're most happiest at, I think that that's where it could build your self-esteem. But I think in that moment, there's like an adrenaline rush. You're just in a euphoric when you're on the runway.
Well, what keeps your shine, your joy? I've always said this, and I'll continue to say it. I say that joy is something that God gave us. It's our birthright. And
right.
Our happiness is actually our choice. You could choose to be happy today or tomorrow. You may not feel like it, but it is your choice. But your joy is something that God gave you. And what I see, and you're a prime example for that, is no matter what hardship that you have gone through, I always see your joy. How do you make Because I think that has a lot to do with your self-esteem.
It truly does as far as keeping your joy and I was listening in, I was just hearing one of the ladies speaking about, you know, kind of pressing through where maybe days that you don't want to get dressed up or, you know, like, maybe you just don't feel like doing your hair or anything like that. But when you do, you tend to feel better. So I think the what keeps my joy is praising God and knowing that that He's the one that gives me joy and just being thankful every day for the things that I do have. Because it wasn't too long ago where I did not have the joy that I have now. So, I think it's being grateful and just being, just kind of reflecting back on the place that I was at, a couple of years ago, and just
just really being thankful for where God has brought me from. So I think that that's where my joy stems from.
I love it, though. It's contagious. I think when you're around, I'm serious. Like, when I'm around somebody that's just so happy, you have to be a really miserable person not to be happy, too. You know?
So, exactly.
I mean, when I met you, you've always been this bubbly person, and I love that about you, and I pray that you always stay that way, because I think that you'll draw. That's how God is opening so many doors for you. What advice our young girls that are struggling with their self-image and their self-worth, how can they build their self-love and their self-esteem?
I think, you know what, a lot of times what I notice, because I tend to do it as well, is that we compare each other, or we compare ourselves to other people. And I feel like that's always something that you shouldn't do, because you're always going to find somebody that's, you know, as they say, that's prettier than you, that's slimmer than you, that just has longer hair than you. But I feel like in order to build your self-esteem or self-love, I feel like you have to appreciate who God has made you to be, whether that's you have long legs, or you have like short hair, or you're rocking a natural. I feel like you just have to embrace and own what it is that you have, instead of comparing yourself to other people. And I think that's a good way. That's a good start to it, at least.
No, I agree. And to stop watching everybody else's growth and just worry about your own. That's my motto.
Right. Yeah.
If I have people doing what Hanif is doing, and maybe they're excelling faster than I am, what I constantly tell myself, because it will tear down your own self-esteem and self-worth, I say, what God has for me is for me. What God has for Priscilla is for Priscilla. And so there really isn't a competition. It's just when God is ready to open up the door that he has planned for me. And you have to align yourself with the blessing, I believe. Priscilla, let's add on the other ladies and continue to have coffee with each other. It's what I call it, my virtual coffee. And
Awesome. And I love it.
I love it. And let's just talk about continuing having self-love. Hello, ladies. Julietta.
Hello.
And
Yes, I'm here.
So what are your take on what the beautiful Priscilla Katrina was just talking about? She's a fashion model, by the way, Julietta. Connection. Hello, hello.
Yeah. You know, her perspective is amazing. I mean, really, the models, you know, as they walk on the runway and they shine, it has to do with the heart again. And Priscilla's heart is beautiful. And, you know, and it's because of God. It's because she knows that God made her the way she is, and she accepts herself the way she is, and she brings glory to God, even walking on the runway. It's not bad. You know, I've heard over the years that, oh, why would you want to go into fashion? It's such a wicked world. It's bad, bad, bad. But you know what? Since I started going into fashion, and I've met so many beautiful people, models, they love God. Amazingly.
Yeah.
Designers, they love God. And I say, why was I kept from going into fashion? Why was I told that? You cannot listen to everybody. You just do what you love to do. And, you know, God is the one who guides us. And if God gave you the gift of creating, do it. Be a designer or an artist. If God gave you the passion and the gift to walk the runway, do it, and do it for His glory, not anybody else's glory. You know,
exactly.
So I love Priscilla's heart. That's the best way to put it.
No, because it shines through. Anybody that knows Priscilla knows that it shines through. I there's different things that I see when I see pictures. You know, I think pictures speak 1,000 words to people. That art, and when they capture this one picture, Priscilla, they have a side profile of you, and you're looking up, and you're smiling, and I'm like, whatever that is, I need some of that, because I mean that is some glowing right there.
Yes,
that
it
is so true, honey. Her Priscilla's. I've never had the pleasure of meeting her personally. We have connected through social media a couple of years ago, and I first found out about her when I was looking for a public relations and branding agency, and I came across her agency. And
she just is her, when Julieta, when you said, like, her spirit just radiates through. I mean, you can see pictures of her and you truly see, and it's not pretentious. It is not a facade. It is a genuine representation of a person who truly loves herself and is very peaceful and enjoys life. All, you know, and everybody has hills and valleys that we go through, but it's how you approach each of those opportunities. And the key thing, and I think everybody on the call has said that, is keeping God at the center of everything that you do.
Right.
Everything that you do. And I think that that's so important, particularly in this day and age where social media rules. And it's so easy to get caught up in the images that we see. You know, I see posts all the time, and I'll see people put little quotes or memes up, and they talk about, you know, how a person presents themselves on social media. And you may have someone else who has low self-esteem or is going through a challenging time in their lives, and they begin to compare themselves with the images that they see. But I think that it's so important that there's a responsibility that we all have to use social media in a proper way.
Exactly.
We, you know, allow people to see us in the most glorious of times, but we're not afraid or ashamed to reveal those moments of transparency, because it's a human connection that's made. And we never know who's watching, who's listening, you know, whose attention we have.
If I'm on social media I'm going through something that I feel that I can share, I will share it, because it's funny, when I was going through something and I posted, and I got so many inboxes from women who didn't want to comment but just want to tell me thank you. I was going through that. I think I posted something about being a jack of all trades and a master of none, and that's what I was doing at one time. And God just told me, no, Hanif, you need to just do this. And I need you to do it now. I need you to stop procrastinating. And I posted that, and I got so many inbox from women saying, thank you so much. That's what I'm going through. And I feel like I'm going crazy, because you have all these wonderful ideas. God gives us all these beautiful gifts and ideas. But, Priscilla, as you branding, you understand branding. You have to focus on that. You can master it. So people aren't confused about who you are and what you're doing. And that's what I was doing, confusing people on who I was and what I was doing. And so I just give honor to God. And it was messing with my self-esteem and my self-worth. I was second guessing everything about myself. And I was I was at a vulnerable state where no one could help me but God. No one could help me. I mean, I was crying, and, you know, I'm a lupus survivor, so is Elle, and I was triggering my lupus, and I was just, my eyesight started really messing up to where they were like, my vision was so blurry, you guys have no idea. For the last 3 weeks, I couldn't really see. And so I think it was God getting my attention, because I wouldn't listen. And obedience is better than sacrifice, correct? And so I had to learn just to be obedient and do what he told me to do. And so I just feel better now, as you guys probably can hear. Like, I'm always smiling now, and I'm like, oh, if we just learn to be obedient, we can save ourselves from a whole bunch of stuff, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and my self-esteem is back where it needs to be. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's all you wanted me to do, Lord. Thank you. So I'm just excited to have all you ladies here speaking about self-esteem. Before we close, though, I want to ask each of you, and you all can answer, and we'll start with Julieta. What words of encouragement will you give to someone that is kind of going through a transition of not really understanding their gift, fighting? You know how you fight with your gift? You see it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage them so they don't give up.
Yes. You know, if they know that they have a gift and they struggle with that. For me, what has worked personally was to persevere, to keep working hard and praying that God gives her or him strength. I've got a siren here, I'm sorry. And, you know, wisdom is important in everything. And because gift without God is actually nothing, because we can create stuff and it's going to be empty, because our soul needs to have satisfaction, and creating that stuff with no satisfaction is not going to give us a full blast of, you know, enjoying life. And so for me, I would say that those are the most important thing. It's hard work, prayer, and keep doing and persevering is important. And never listen to what other people say when it comes to hurting you, you know, negatively. You always have to surround yourself with positive people. That's very important. So
yes.
That's my look on that and advice.
I always say clear your circle. If they are not believing in your dream and they are negative, then that's not the people you're supposed to be around anyway. That's God telling you to move into a different circle. Priscilla.
Yes. Yeah, so and just this is like, you know, just, and you said this is for people that are looking to possibly give up, or but even
yes.
even those that are making it happen, I feel like they need encouragement as well, because
absolutely,
you know, because,
preach to me, give me a word, I need it.
Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead. Yes, I think that, you know, like with social media, it makes it easier for us to kind of put up that front. But I feel like even those that are making it and those that are struggling to make it, that everybody needs encouragement. But my biggest thing is to make sure that you're mastering what your gifts are. So if it's, you know, so say, for instance, it's acting, like making sure that you're not just, you know, like saying, yeah, God gave me the gift, I got this. You know, like, and then just go to an audition. No, you actually have to put forth the effort and work into mastering it, so that when
the
opportunity is presented before you, it's not you know what exactly to do. And I find that, like, as you get closer to your dreams, the details are more important. I'm noticing that, like, the details are more important. You have to make sure you dot that I, you cross that T, and just make sure you're mastering it. You're mastering what you need, and find those people that have been there, just to seek out advice, just to seek some advice, because we don't know it all. And I feel like we need to find that one person, or maybe two people that you could just. That you're not gonna that you know genuinely are there for you, that care for you, and that will give you that genuine advice. But just mastering what you have and just keep pressing forward.
That was for me, just so you know. That's so funny.
Well, praise
because
God.
Praise God. No, it really
God.
Is because I was just going through that, and God, I am a great in my head. Okay, I am a great interviewer. I do good on radio. I've been doing it for a while. But what God told me to do is step out and seek someone that's been doing it longer than me and master it and study it.
Yeah.
And so it's just funny that you're saying that right now, because I'm like,
yes.
Go ahead, send me, sister, speak to me. But I appreciate that. I know that you're also speaking to someone else. So I thank you for that. Elle, your advice.
Just in addition to what both of these beautiful women have said, and I totally agree, is you can't worry about what everybody else is saying. And I know sometimes
right.
that's easier said than done, but I think one important thing that we often overlook is what we think and say about ourselves, how we see ourselves,
right.
what we're doing. So the self-sabotaging thoughts and conversations that we have, they have to stop. You have to know that you are indeed destined for greatness. Like, when God created you, even if you're a twin or a triplet or more, you're still unique in your own way. You have a unique purpose and a unique gift, and there's a group of people in the world that need what you have. But if you're not confident enough and who you are and what you have to offer, there's going to be an entire legion of people who are missing out and can't fully walk in their purpose because you're stuck where you're at because of that self-sabotaging talk and, you know, those conversations and those thoughts.
Yeah.
So believe that you are enough. And like you said, Hanif, getting rid of the dead weight. If someone is in your life, in your circle, and they are not edifying you, they're not keeping it, there's a difference between keeping it real and being honest with you to help you grow, to challenge you to grow.
Amen.
Versus someone who just is always negative. Sally, bring you down. Johnny, just in your way. Get rid of those folks because they have no purpose in place on your journey. They don't.
Yes,
and you can't adopt those negative attitudes and behaviors, and oftentimes we will, and we don't even know it.
Yes.
And then we're frustrated because we're trying to figure out, why am I not doing this? Why am I not accomplishing this? Why am I not more successful? And stop, lastly, because, you know, I can go on and on, like Judith said earlier, the last thing I will say is stop comparing yourself to other people. I am guilty of this, so I'm speaking to myself. I have no problem saying where I miss it. Do not compare yourself to other people. Don't compare your brand, your gift, your talent, your message to the next person's. It is a slap in the face to God himself.
Amen.
Oh, you guys are so wonderful. I am just in awe at this conversation, and I'm so grateful to God that I'm learning to just continue to be obedient and to work on the message that I have, that he placed in me to bring out and to speak about. And for me, it's always been about knowing your self-worth and self-love and identifying why we do the things that we do. Everyone has a story to tell. We all do. And we all have our own gifts. And I finally understand what mine is. And I, Priscilla, you've seen me from the gate, from growing.
Right.
And
right.
Just, I really just try to figure my journey. Now I got it. And I thank God
wow.
for it. And I know he's going to open
yes.
more doors. Now I understand it. I was like, Lord, you had me over here. You got me over there. You got me over there. What am I supposed to be doing? He showed
right.
me. It's all about uplifting the family unit, but also their self-esteem and self-worth and changing the way that they see themselves and dress, because I always knew that dressing is bringing glory to God as well, but I just never had that word until Juliet said it, and I was like, yep, that's what it is. That's what it is. And it's funny how he'll align you with like-minded people and people that I watch all three of you ladies online. And you encourage me on the days that I'm just like, oh, not today, Lord. You know, how do I keep going? You know, I don't want to do it today. And I just keep going. And I'll just give you guys I got a testimony yesterday. It was just weird out the box. One lady inboxed me and asked me, could I please call her? She needed prayer over her marriage. And I identified the issues, because women, we do this to our husbands, and we have to start loving them more and understand who they are as men and remember that they're not made the way that we are. And so that if a man can't fix something when it comes to you, he doesn't know what to do, because they're wired to fix everything, right?
Yeah.
And she just cried, and she said, thank you, I feel released. She said, but I just wanted you to know that I've been watching you over the years, and thank you for your postings, because they have inspired me and made me strong. Then I knew I was doing what I'm supposed to do. You know how you second-guess yourself, like Elle said, I'm watching everybody else, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, or I'm comparing myself.
Right.
You know, and I'm realizing, no, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So do what you're supposed to do and maintain that. You never know who's watching you.
Amen, honey. And keep doing
exactly.
it, honey.
You know, so I just want to thank all three of you ladies. I feel so blessed and encouraged to continue on my journey. And I hope that we are a blessing to each other to continue on out on your journey. Priscilla, I'm telling you, I thank God for you because you inspire me that I can just live me, just be me, and I'm okay with that. Julietta, you have confirmed with me that fashion is part of God, and I'm okay with how I like to dress. Thank you, expressing myself.
Yeah, thank you.
And Elle, I just love you because you're real, and you taught me I can still be real and still be honest, and I can have a spat with my sisters. That means all three of you ladies. And we can still maintain our friendship and our sisterhood, and it's okay. And I love you for that. So I want to say thank you, ladies, for being on Simply Hanif. Please continue to support me and see my journey as I go forth in God. Thank you all so much for tuning
in
to Simply Hanif. You guys have a blessed, blessed week.
You too.
And you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, ladies.